Mark is killing me. He says, let's talk about the Colts. Okay, when they win a game that they won, we'll talk about them. That won't be today. There you go, Mark.
Wow.
Send me a gift card for the gift that Kansas City gave you yesterday. Because you would have been 0-2-1.
That's tough.
But then Chris Jones spoke up after he sacked your quarterback.
Man, I feel like I'm back in Kansas City today listening to you.
That's a bad loss. I mean, we've all had that, like, that loss we'll never get over. And that just yesterday, that was just a bad football game. I mean, there was exciting finishes yesterday. There was a lot of bad football in the NFL in week three.
Yeah, we saw them in succession on the television if you were only watching locally televised games. Tampa Bay, Green Bay was terrible. San Francisco, Denver was bad. And
the San Francisco, Denver, I'm very thankful for because part of getting used to the schedule, which is easier
did
than...
you love Detroit, Minnesota as an exciting finish, but not a great game.
Bad clock management, Detroit. There was a lot of bad clock management all day yesterday.
Detroit gave it away.
Whew. Yeah, they're a team that confuses me because I think they're different, but they can't get over the hump. I love St. Brown. They have a dynamic offense. They're just
that's. I'd like to have seen him healthy. Yeah,
that's a game, and again, the Lions confuse me. Tampa Bay a little bit confuses me, but the Lions. That's one. If I'm in Detroit, and you know what I'm saying this as a Chiefs fan. In Detroit, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, that's a terrible, terrible loss. For a young team needs to win, to get over the hump, starts needs to win those football games, you don't lose a game like that in Minnesota.
Hey, would you appreciate being in a contract year and accounting for 13 touchdowns, fourth in the league in rushing?
But Lamar Jackson's the best this he ever looked.
And having 5-1 touchdown interception ratio.
Yeah, this is... Take that, Russell Wilson in Denver. That's the best that Lamar Jackson has looked. He's got 4+ touchdowns in all 3 games.
And it's not like we haven't seen him start like this before.
No, he did last year.
He was the front runner for the MVP. Better start than the year that he won the MVP. And he just does it again. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Good on Judge. Good on Jackson. They bet on themselves, and now they're going to get paid. I mean, there's no way Baltimore lets Jackson leave. They can't. It's just going to cost them
more. If they don't, they should fold shop.
Well, I think Harbaugh would walk out the door.
It's going to cost him $30 million more than it would have, probably.
Guaranteed cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. And listen, far be it from me, because I'm not a guy that's handling, you know, my own contracts. Fudge, I don't even know how to move my 401k, right? It's like, but I can't imagine Lamar Jackson's handling his own contract deals. It's like, easy breezy.
No. I mean, yeah, is he going through all the paperwork?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what, do you just hire a quick contract team, like, to read the fine print?
You go on the internet to find language that you could put in a contract?
Yeah, how long would that take?
There's got to be, like, a family friend helping him.
Dude, it's got to take a couple of weeks of just that's all you do. But so, like, 2 or 3 weeks of every hour of that. So whatever that time is. Uh-huh. Like, he probably doesn't have time, obviously, as he's perfecting his craft, looking all yoked, putting on all that good weight just to get ready for this season that he's playing his brains out. By the way, the anti-Lamar Jackson right now for me, that glad I loved him in the preseason. But Kyler Murray looks fantastic, doesn't he?
They are so poorly coached and prepared.
It's sad. It is sad what they're doing with that staff.
You know they haven't scored in the first quarter this year?
Yeah.
They have been outscored 31-0. What are they doing?
Yeah, well, they're kicking a field goal to get it to within 8. It's supposed to try to convert a 4th and 5. Like, I could see if it was, like, 4th and double digits. Come on, man.
I mean, we can't all be the Raiders who are in trouble.
Wowzer.
I mean, the Raiders spent a lot of money. How'd that do? Yeah, you're 0-3, and your
closed door meeting.
Your owner just had a meeting with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, 3% of teams that start 0-3 since 90 make the postseason.
So much parity this year. Aren't they the only 0-3 team?
I think they are.
There's like a lot of teams that are like 1-2 or 2-1. And there's could be 3 teams that are 3-0. The Finns, the Eagles are, Giants could be tonight.
So the Texans are winless, but they only have the 2 losses.
Raiders are 0-3. All of a sudden my division looks okay.
Oh. Where's Shane Schillerberg when you need him?
Chargers looked bad yesterday, too.
Hey, so
there's my wrong, because I had Green Bay and the Chargers playing in the Super Bowl.
Now, the Chargers can get it right, especially like when they get healthy. They've kind of got a mash unit out there, but defensively, they need to be better at that. And Bosa walked off the field again.
Yeah, but now so the injuries are piling up, just like the Bills. I mean, the Bills had six starters out yesterday. Is the thing with the Chargers, man, something doesn't seem right behind the scenes. I mean, Herbert has banged up ribs, and you got him dropping back 80% of the time. And he was definitely injured. I mean, he couldn't play like he needed to. And again, granted, Jacksonville's a much different team. But you had him drop back 80%. Staley seems to be disconnected with what's going on. And, you know, like the only two people that spoke to the media yesterday.
He gives some interesting pressers.
Yeah, so what is going on with the Chargers? All of a sudden, I guess I don't feel as bad as losing in Indianapolis. I'm looking at the rest of the division. I got a good Denver defense. I got a, you know, Denver finally scored in the red zone. Hey, yay, go Broncos. Let's ride.
Wow, that's tough. You love some Broncos, boy. Every year it's great just when you take like 4 or 5 minutes just to go ham on Denver. It's the only team that elicits that response from you.
Them and the Cardinals.
97-98 still
fresh. Cardinals, the Cardinals I shut up about because the Cardinals are really good. And I'm jealous of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Congratulations to VJ and Coach Lamangi and Mike Schaefer as the Guardians clinch.
That's impressive.
It is.
Youngest roster in baseball.
It is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And if you're the Chicago White Sox, you have got to be thinking to yourself, if we only had a good manager. Because that's really what it is for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the Guardians. Right?
Yeah, I can't believe they're going to the playoffs as the Guardians.
They ruined their division in the last third of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, they did what they had to do against their own division.
Yeah, they at one point were 41-42.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Now they're winning their division. All right, here is...
It's because they punked that whole division.
I know they did. White Sox and the Twins. Here is Rodney. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, Gary, I felt the same way, too, about losing yesterday.
What? Who'd you lose to, Rodney?
I felt the same way when I see Kansas City get beat, so I felt better. Yeah. Take that, Gary.
Hey. Rodney. The younger Gary would hang up on you, and then I would drive to your place of work, and we would fight today. The more mature will say, you know what? We can't be us our way to a win. We got what we deserved. We got to move on and got to beat Tampa next week. Hopefully Julio Jones and Mike Evans get lost coming to the stadium.
He said, take that, Tampa.
Tampa looks kind of – Brady looks like he's preoccupied with something else.
Like?
Probably his life. You know about that, TV.
Yes, I
do. Oh, jeez. That's quite the transition.
Hey, yes, I do. It can be very distracting when you got a job to do. Boy, you're not kidding.
Yeah, man.
Hey, by the way, are you coming back to see us on Friday? You slid in and slid out like Casper the Ghost.
Man, you didn't show me no love, man. I reached out, and you just got on your phone, place your bets.
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
I like, okay, I know he's really preoccupied. He got to catch up.
Hey, I do appreciate the tree you brought me.
Yeah, that was olive branch, you know, symbolic.
No, we're you and I are in a good spot.
I just like how you say Gary. Gary.
Hey, check this out, man. That guy Mike said if Whipple and Scott Frost could collaborate, they probably would have beat Oklahoma. Huh. Man, he got to be crazy. You see how they isolated on Hendricks? Hendricks looked like he couldn't. Man, they isolated him to death, and he couldn't even stop it.
He said, man.
What do you think is going to happen Saturday,
hey,
Rodney?
Take that, Gary.
Hey, I might have the team wrong, but they got a pretty good running back, man.
The little guy, I just broke down one of his runs. You talking about for Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're okay. They've struggled to run the ball, though.
Yeah, just I don't get the line. I mean, I would never play a shade technique on the defensive line when you're running like zone read. Like Verge said, it makes their job, defense, offensive line's job, easier if you're in the shade, if you're in the gap or something. Now they could just post pin you.
Not everybody can play head up.
Well, they have to learn how to play head up. Maybe if we coach them in high school or something better.
Take that, Damon.
Yeah. All right, Rodney.
All right, Rodney.
Have a good day.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Hey, he's wild. He's a sneaky big guy, isn't he?
Yeah, we met him. Remember the first time we met him?
No, but like, you know, we were kind of sitting down and, you know.
First time I met Rodney was at the home show.
I remember.
I just like got into town. Yeah. He's like, hey, do you want to go build a house with me? I'm like, well, that's kind of.
That is not what he said.
I said, what do you do for a living? He goes, I build houses. I'm like, Habitat for Humanity. He goes, you want to come build houses with me? I'm like, well, I currently got a day job.
Oh, shoot. He walked in with a branch in his back pocket. He said, here you go, Gary.
Yeah. See, I will say this about Rodney. When Rodney shows up, Rodney's always got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he's
How
great.
Can you not be happy when you see Rodney?
Except if you're watching youth basketball with him.
Oh.
Oh, man, it stays intense.
Ooh. All right. Quick break. We'll come back.
Gary.
Potty Mouth Allen. Is that what he wants to be called? All right.
That's what he said.
And John, stay right there.
Take that.
We have, we'll do this in the next hour. We got Dave Matthews Band tickets to give away. We got more. We'll give away a pair of tickets coming up the next hour for you to go see DMB on November 12th at the CHI, courtesy of SNB on 1620 The Zone.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.